defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios. It is the end of the week, and we're looking forward to the huge monster cast in just a couple of days. We're closing out this week with you with one of my favorite people on earth. And because time is always of the essence, we're jumping right smack to the phones at the Sarasota Herald Tribune, and we're talking with the gun writer Lee Williams. Lee, welcome to the program, brother.
Hey, man, it is so good to be with you. This is a great way to close out the week, Mark.
It is, and I'm glad that you had the time that you had today to be able to give us the show this afternoon, because I got a lot of things I want to cover with you. You're not the least of which, Lee, let's just kind of jump right in here. There's, as you know, the content is coming at us extremely fast, extremely hard, and it's overwhelming. And I know you're like me. It's very difficult to keep up. There isn't enough time in a day. So we're really having to pick and choose our fights. And you put a piece out that got some legs this week. Red flag laws turn gun owners into second-class citizens. I saw this not just on your site and then your emails that I get. And by the way, listener, you take this opportunity. You can subscribe to everything Lee writes at thegunwriter.com. Put your email in and you'll get everything he puts out. It'll come right into your inbox. That's a secret trick I gave away. Just letting you know. Red flag laws turn gun owners into second-class citizens. What the heck is going on here?
You know, I'm so sick of it here in Florida. Our red flag laws, they have a 95% sign rate by a judge. It's disgusting. I got a copy of the policy from our sheriff's department here and a copy of the online training module that the deputies have to pass before they can go out and enforce red flags. And it's stunning, brother. It is just stunning. One, at the complete lack of due process that the gun owner has. As I say in the column, the first symptom that your rights are going to be massively violated is the knock on the door. And two, what they consider evidence to that, you know, you need to be red flagged. And we've all heard horror stories. This is happening in my own state. I have friends on the department, on the sheriff's department. Some guys I know there have some massive trouble and are just praying to God they're not going to be called upon to help issue one of these things. It's just, they're unconstitutional. And frankly, I just had it. I could spout out about 50 satellite radio words right now about how angry I am about these things, because they're crap, Mark. They are just crap, and they're unconstitutional crap. They are targeting gun owners. We have less constitutional protections than a drug dealer. I'm not kidding about that.
You know, that's interesting. You have less constitutional protections than an illegal alien, I might add, on top of that. Let me pick a couple things about what you said, because I've talked about this week. I'm going to give you some numbers in just a second. But you mentioned, how could a state that violates the 2nd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution pass through Florida's Republican-dominated legislature? How could that law pass through the Florida-dominated, Republican-dominated legislature and then receive a Republican governor's signature? We got to go back to what happened in Parkland, and you and I talked about this at the time it was happening, when it was going down in real time. You and I were discussing this over the nation's airwaves.
And we were hoping that Rick Scott, our former governor and our senator, could stand up to the pressure he was receiving.
No, it wasn't going to happen. And you knew it. You knew it. And you and I both knew. We spoke about it right after it happened. We spoke about it on the airwaves together. We did. You and me. And guess what we talked about? Who did he cave to? Where was he feeling this pressure that he felt he had to do this? The media. He wasn't going to pick up any other votes. He was outgoing. He was running for Senate. What was he thinking? That he was going to add new Democrat voters by sucking up to him? Real leadership says, I'm not going to screw 1.2 or 2.4 or 5 million or 20 million Floridians out of their constitutional rights because of the act of a sick psychopathic terrorist. Period. No. These things need to be looked at. That's what leadership does. And these people are caving. Rick Scott caved. Now, let's go into the numbers. You and I believe, we went through together the Pinellas County. I have the Pinellas County entire manual from the sheriff's office, including the stickies that they leave on your door. We were here and we're coming for your gun.
It is scary stuff.
Pinellas County's got over 2,500 of those things already issued. So let's go through some numbers. And if it's okay with you, I hope I have this. I do not have it up by state, but I'll do it in another segment. Here's what I want to do with you. I did this with New York the other day. Lee, New York brags about how we were out front with these red flag orders, you know, after the SAFE Act in 2000, whatever it was, not 6 years ago, in 13, right after Newtown. We've stopped. We got 139,000 of these orders have been issued. And I'm thinking to myself, so, wow, they're bragging as if they've stopped 139,000 murders in New York in 5 years. Give me a break. So if they didn't confiscate those guns, are you telling me that 139,000 people would have murdered at least one person in the state of New York? That would put you off of Central America's charts and Mexico's murder rates. So we don't. Here, the satellite radio moment word. Oh, God, it's really, really tough because it angers me. Do you believe, I'll just ask this benign question, do you believe that New York saved 139,900 lives by confiscating the guns of 139,000 people, as Cuomo suggests?
No, absolutely not. That's silly. That's preposterous. That's goofball numbers. I could say a stronger word, but I won't.
I know. It's that one of those days. Listener, let me take this opportunity, because, Lee, you're going to be participating in this whether you know it or not. When the new Prime content on Armed American Radio page opens, listener, you're going to hear the conversations that Lee and I have together during the day when we discuss what we're going to talk about or if we can get on the show together this particular day. I'm going to let you in on that because I'm going to record those calls. And you're going to hear what the Sarasota Herald Tribune, Lee Williams, talks to Mark Walters, the host of Armed American Radio, about privately on these phone calls behind that premium wall on our website. And I can promise you a very colorful conversation because this is very passionate for the two of us. This is not a joke. We take this extremely serious. We're both upset by this. So, Lee, you know you're going to be participating in that premium content now. I'm glad you agreed to that. You haven't even said anything yet, but I don't care.
I'm all for being able to use that.
I just lassoed you right in.
I'm going to be happy to be able to use it. 60% of my vocabulary that I cannot use on this program.
And it won't be gratuitous, listener. It'll be passionate. There's a big, big difference. This is not a Howard
passion,
Stern show.
Sure.
You're going to hear passion for sure. And on occasion, it's just you're going to get the real nuts and bolts and the guts of what's happening and why this should be angering you. Pinellas County alone has the highest, I believe, now at over 2,700 or 2,300, some crazy number like that. So are you telling me that Galtieri's troops have stopped 2,700 murders that would have occurred? Because isn't that the objective of confiscating those guns?
Yeah, absolutely. They're stopping all kinds of murders. By comparison, Sarasota has had 32 of them in the same time period. They're a little more judicious down here with how they're using these things.
Or are they just not being abused? Are they being abused in Pinellas, which is a very populated county? It's a very populous. It's one of the most outside of Dade County. Pinellas in that area. It's a built out area. Let me give you an example of how built out Pinellas is. It can't grow anymore. There's no room to build a new home unless you take one down. It's done. Pinellas has been built out for the last several decades. There is no more room for growth in Pinellas. It's all coming through Tampa and going north now. So does that have something to do with it? We've got about a minute.
That may. However, I've read the red flag affidavits that have been used here in Sarasota County, and I have yet to find one that I would really disagree with. These are people, most of them would be prohibited persons anyway. I mean, we're talking extreme mental illness, extreme criminality. Most of them would be prohibited persons anyway. And I'm sure some of them were felons in possession. So 2,500, I find that odd. 32 is a little more reasonable.
Okay, interesting. I'll tell you what's really interesting is I am, honest to goodness, I am on the FBI Uniform Crime Report 2018 numbers. I'm on the page, murder by state, types of weapons, 2018. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't F come before G?
Yeah.
Doesn't G come after D, E, and F?
Should be.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Florida is not on this list. And I am on the FBI.gov crime report. Florida is not on this list. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me Let me re-up that here. Florida is not on this list of weapons, types of weapons by state. And that's insane as to why that's not on here. However, that's just like a thing. So NSA is probably tuned in right now live, Lee, and they don't want us to see those numbers. ATF doesn't want us to see those numbers. So here's what we'll do. I'll go through a VPN and find those numbers during the break, and we'll come back and go over. Because you got to compare those numbers, those confiscatory numbers, against the actual crime rates and murder rates in Florida. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. We are missing Florida on my computer. Honest to goodness, I cannot find it on the FBI website. Florida is not showing up. But that's okay, because we're going to make it sound even better. Lee, the gun writer Williams from Sarasota Herald Tribune. Welcome back, brother. Always a pleasure to have you.
Always good to be here.
Here's what I'm going to do, because I'm telling you, Connecticut, Delaware, D.C., Georgia, Hawaii goes right through it. I don't even see Florida on here. Very, very strange. So let's just have even more fun. And let's go through the most populated state in the country, which is California, Lee. Total murders in 2018 on the FBI UCR report, 1,739. Total murders, 1,739. Of those 1,739, 1,177 of them were firearms. Of that 1,177, 834 of those were handguns. 834. Of those total firearms, 1,177, 24 were rifles. 24 were rifles. 27 were shotguns, an unknown type of firearm. I don't know what they classify that as. Listener, we went through some of this earlier in the week, and I know I had Florida numbers. I'll have to go back and listen. Knives or cutting instruments in California, 252, Lee. Other weapons, 223. That means like a baseball bat upside your head or something like that in a parking lot of a Perkins Pancake House because somebody wants to steal your purse or take your wallet or your watch. Hands, feet, fists, 87. More people were beaten with bats, hands, fists, and feet and cut with knives by 5-to-1 ratio, 6-to-1, 10-to-1 ratio almost, than were killed by rifles of any kind. But let's go to the total number, 1,739 murders. Lee, in Florida, Pinellas County alone has had well over 2,500 or 2,300, 2,400 in that ballpark number, red flags issued, correct? Red flag orders issued, right?
Yes, correct.
So then we would presume, because the whole reason for the order is to take away the firearms who is from a person who poses an immediate threat, correct?
A high-risk person, yeah.
Okay, so high-risk means then that that person is at high risk of murdering somebody. So if every, let's just say two-thirds of those people, two-thirds of the 2,500 actually did anything, that would mean just in Pinellas County alone, you would have had approximately 2,000 murders versus the entire state of California, 1,739. So riddle me this, Lee. How is this working? If those people aren't committing crimes, if they were, because that's what they justify, right? We stopped the crime. Did you? Because if you did, your numbers would be off the chain. Explain this to me. I want to know. I'm trying to figure this out. I really, truly am. Help me.
They infringed upon the gun owners' 2nd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment protections. They haven't stopped anything. This is not pre-crime like the Tom Cruise movie Minority Report. They're using this as their de facto confiscation method, clearly. They're also big in Broward. Broward's up there, too. And we all know what happened down in Broward and what's going on with the former sheriff down there.
Can you give us an update? Can you clue us in a little bit?
All I've heard is that he will have a trial in the Senate. That's the newest thing.
A trial in the Senate?
And, trial in the Senate as to whether or not he should be reinstated. Yeah. That's upcoming.
So he's actually trying to be reinstated. He actually believes that he has earned the right
done
to keep
nothing
that job.
Wrong.
He believes that.
Yep, he has done nothing wrong. Yeah, yeah. You talk about a guy who has an altered self-image. That would be Sheriff Israel.
Yeah, we're talking about Sheriff Scott Israel in Broward, the man who was in charge of the Coward of Broward, the man who allowed Nicholas Cruz to walk over 34 times, the man who refused to take any responsibility whatsoever on the actions or lack thereof of his force that day in Parkland. Yeah, it's sick and twisted. These people, their sense of entitlement over on this far progressive left should scare the satellite radio moment word out of every single American. They are coming after a sitting president. They are attempting a coup. And I can promise you, if you live long enough, you're going to look back at this time period 30, 40 years down the road. And you're going to see what's unfolding here now in much clearer, high-definition, rear-view mirror vision of what these Democrat progressive socialists are trying to do to this country. It's going to become much, much clearer, and they had better be careful. That is a warning. That's not a threat. It's a warning. There are people who are not going to stand idly by and let this country fall to this progressive socialist left. Now, Lee, the Sixth Amendment, you mentioned the Second. Well, we can go First Amendment, too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
People don't have the right to speak out because they don't even know this order's been issued, right? Red flag.
Yeah, and some of these guys are getting red flagged for stuff they're posting online. Basically, a meme can get you.
Second Amendment, we all know, well-regulated militia, right to keep and bear arms, people shall not be infringed. Well, let's give it the accurate. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We all know what's happening with red flags. They're taking your firearms against your will. And you said what other amendments?
Sixth.
Oh, you said fifth, too, right? Was there anything else?
Fifth, too, yeah. I mean, because they're questioning you when they're opening the door about your firearms. I wouldn't say a word.
You said second, fourth, fifth, and sixth. So let's cover. Fourth Amendment, of course, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and their things, their effects, against unreasonable searches and seizures. And nothing shall be violated, no warrants shall be issued. Going off memory here, I apologize. But upon probable cause, supported by oath, I believe it's affirmation. That seems to me that an illegal seizure of your stuff, because you didn't even know it was coming. I think the founding fathers would be flipping over in their graves, correct, on that one?
Absolutely.
All right. And the Fifth Amendment, oh, gosh, let me.
Self-incrimination.
Self-incrimination on the Fifth Amendment. Let me get over here to the actual wording of it. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy, that's called double jeopardy, as you know, of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And that's what is generally referred to, listeners, the takings clause. You'll hear it referred to that from time to time. And then the Sixth Amendment, in which a lot of people don't talk about much. You don't hear a lot about the Sixth Amendment, but you do with red flags. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation. And there you go. And to be informed
right
of
there.
The nature and cause of the accusation. I feel like I'm on an Outlaw Josie Wales thing, that I'm seeing this just, you know, because there's a line in that movie that sounds similar to that. That just reminded me of that. But to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation. What accusation? I didn't know you were coming here tonight. So that's the sixth.
First I've heard of it.
First I've ever heard of it. And then we can go on to the 14th, which is the due process clause. And it is an absolute complete violation of every single one of those amendments, and we could probably argue others as well if we really wanted to.
I would add in the Sixth Amendment the right to confront witnesses that are against you.
Yeah, because that witness against you through hearsay alone got you in this position, and you don't know who they are. And the other violation here too is you don't have a right to an attorney, because you're not
right.
Being charged. They're taking your stuff and you're staying at home. You haven't been charged with a crime.
And in Florida, if you resist that, that's a Class 3 felony, and that's up to 5 years and $5,000.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you, these progressive leftists have got, we got to go take a break. We'll come back after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap, foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. I'm getting a lot of email from those of you who do not use social media that want to participate in next week's range bag giveaway. And I know I've been telling you all week I'm going to have that up on the social media page. I haven't yet because I still have not settled on what else might be going in that bag. But have no fear. It will go up before Sunday's broadcast, the monster broadcast, a photograph. And it might not include, I wanted to get a picture with everything that's going to be in it. I might not be able to do that, but nonetheless, we'll put the list on it. And if it happens to grow, that's just more cool stuff for you if you win. But the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway will be going off on the 20th, not the 13th coming up, but on the 20th, and you'll see it on my social media. All right? Please support all of our great sponsors here. Lead Slinger Whiskey, keep those photographs coming. The CEO over there, Brad, is just loving it. All right, I'm getting him everything that you send to me. Vault Pro USA, make sure to visit those guys. If you need a safe, if you need anything safe room, whether it's storm-related, whether it's personal protection, one for your garage, or just down to a handgun safe, or some of the coolest American-built products made right in California, visit Vault Pro USA. Of course, don't forget MyPillow. I just got a report from them yesterday. Armed American Radio listeners are kicking it. It's coming up on the holidays. The buy one, get one from Mike Lindell is in effect right now today. Buy one, get one on the pillows. It is a great bargain, a huge bargain. Visit MyPillow.com, and up on the top, you'll see the radio advertiser button. Click on that. Use the promo code AAR and kick it with those pillows. Give them for a gift. I've been using them for years. They work like a champ for me. Don't forget, DefenderCoffee.com. Donate to the group of your choice at DefenderCoffee.com. And the Second Amendment Foundation is my favorite on there. So there you go. That's our sponsor list. Please, please support. Stand up and support these people who are bringing this voice to you across the country every single day of the week and putting it right smack in their faces, okay? It's very important. Lee, the gun writer Williams, welcome back. That whole red flag deal, I know you and I have talked about this before on a number of occasions, but the more I see about this, the angrier I get. And I'm lucky we got out of that break when we did, Lee, is all I'm going to say. You want to put an exclamation point on that one?
Yeah. All I can say is at some point this thing has to have Supreme Court review because it is unconstitutional as hell. And you said like at least five amendments. So eventually it'll get to the Supreme Court. But in the meantime, there's going to be hundreds and if not thousands of people who lose their rights. And just remember, they've altered the states that have red flag laws. They've altered the criminal justice system so it works against gun owners. And drug dealers have more constitutional protections now than gun owners who have never committed a crime.
That is absolutely correct. Thank you for bringing that up. Now, let's kind of use Lee's comments there to segue to my next topic with Mr. Lee Williams, the gun writer. Isn't that cool, the gun writer? That's who we're talking to. The Biden plan to end our gun violence epidemic. There is no gun violence epidemic. Joe Biden is a liar right out of the box on the headline. There is no gun violence epidemic. The FBI Uniform Crime Report statistics for 2018, the latest that we have, prove that. Lee, do we want to go through some of the numbers or not? It really doesn't matter. We don't. Well, let's go through some. Pick a state, Lee. Pick a state. Just pick a state. Don't pick Florida because for some reason Florida's not showing up.
I will pick Delaware, which is Joe Biden's home state. He wasn't born there. He's born in Scranton. And I worked in Delaware for 5 years at a newspaper there. Got to meet Joe Biden and his son, Beau, several times. Let's pick Delaware.
Total murders, 48 in 2018 in the small state of Delaware. Total firearms of those 48 murders, 40. 14 were handguns. One was a rifle. 14 handguns. One was a rifle. Two were shotguns. Unknown firearms, 23. Lee, do you want to help me in what is an unknown firearm type? Type unknown under the FBI classification, do you know?
That's probably an officer who didn't know what he was reporting in his report. And FBI can't make heads or tails of it. They probably put down a model number or something rather than the type. Yeah, that's a lot of officer error in the UCR data. Always has been.
So you got 23 plus 10 plus one, well, only one rifle. Two shotguns, you have four knives, you have other weapons in Delaware were three. We don't know what that is. Generally, that's going to be a blunt object is what they'll call. That could be a, you know, somebody whacked somebody over a frying pan or whacked him over the head with a lamp or a baseball bat or something like that. Hands, feet, and fist, one. Here's the takeaway from Delaware, and I'm glad you picked it because let's use Biden's own words against him. Here's what we're going to do. The Biden plan to end our gun violence epidemic. Get weapons of war off of our streets. The bans on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines that Biden, along with Senator Feinstein, secured in 94, reduced the lethality of mass shootings. He wants to ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, regulate possession of those assault weapons under the existing ones under the National Firearms Act, which means classify it as a machine gun. I told you they were going to do it. I told you, once they reclassified bump stocks, the next move was to classify semi-autos as a machine gun, and that's exactly what Biden wants to do. Then buy back the assault weapons and high-capacity magazines already in our communities. This will give individuals who now possess assault weapons or high-capacity magazines two options: sell the weapons to the government or register them under the National Firearms Act. Lee, according to the FBI, there was only one rifle used in a murder in his home state in the entire year of 2018. What epidemic is that?
Yeah, there is, and they're constantly going down. I hate the term buyback. They should just replace that with massive confiscation. You know, it's funny, he always brings up that assault weapon ban that he had a role in. He never brings up the Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990 that Joe Biden personally introduced in the Senate that created all these gun-free school zones, and we know what's happened since that became law. He never brings that up.
Why would he?
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's a rhetorical, sarcastic question designed that way. I mean, I'm asking it that way. Why would he? Because it doesn't fit his narrative. He's not going to go out there and say, look what I did. Why wouldn't he? But it's a great question. So let's kind of dig in. Why wouldn't he? If, I mean, he's taken credit for wanting to ban guns. He's now moved progressive socialism on guns now. Okay. He's completely far off the chain, banning and taking your property. Because I'm going to tell Joe Biden in just a second what's going to happen with that. But nonetheless, he was the one responsible for banning your school gun bans. Gosh, why wouldn't you take credit for that? Wouldn't you be highlighting their failure?
I don't think it really worked out very well.
Yeah. These guys just...
To put it to understatement of the year.
Yeah, what's the term in chess? Queen me?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I mean, you just make it so easy, move after move after move. Let me tell you what would happen. Let's go back to Biden's own words. Regulate possession of existing assault weapons under the National Firearms Act. Currently, the NFA requires individuals possessing machine guns, silencers, and short-barreled rifles to undergo a background check and register those weapons with the BATFE. Due to these requirements, such weapons are rarely used in crimes. As President Biden will pursue legislation to regulate possession of existing assault weapons under the National Firearms Act. Now, here's what Biden is not telling you. AR-15s are rarely used in crimes. Rarely used. His own state bears that out, correct, Lee?
Yes, absolutely.
There are an estimated close to 20 million of these guns already in the wild. So what you're telling me is registering them is going to what? Keep them from being used already rarely in crimes, because less than 297 rifles of any kind at all, not just AR-15s, any type at all, were used in homicides in America in 2018. Is there an epidemic, or is Joe Biden a flat out bald faced, sick, pathetic, evil liar?
I'm going to go with the latter. I'm also going to point out, if you go to the Biden plan to end gun violence epidemic on his website, you'll find a little excerpt that says federal law prevents hunters from hunting migratory game birds with more than 3 shells in a shotgun. And then he makes a leap. That means our federal law does more to protect ducks than children.
And here's,
once again, we have a presidential candidate that's using these flawed hunting analogies to justify trying to infringe on our rights.
And your piece over at thegunwriter.com is, I don't remember the Second Amendment having anything to do with hunting, Joe. When we come back, we'll wrap up this next segment and the hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Lee, the Gunwriter Williams. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate, quick, and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio, back at you for the fourth segment. I hate it. I wish we had more time. I soon will when we start adding the premium content. You will hear continued discussions like you're hearing right now, and I can't wait to – I'll let you know when that's launched. If you want to find out when, I signed up for my own email stuff. And I just got my own email update from myself yesterday. So I'm thrilled to tell you that you can go sign up, put your email in, and these updates will keep coming at you now as we get closer and closer to the launch of the new website. But again, I have to remind you, because Lee, welcome back, by the way, the food or drink sign, it didn't work again. So maybe Joe Biden should spend more time worrying about the food or drink, no food or drink zone signs in radio studios. What do you think?
Completely agree. Then, signs don't stop conduct.
So as I pass by it every single day, Biden doesn't want to take credit for the fact that I'm drinking my Defender coffee iced in the studio, even though the sign said not to do it, right?
Right.
All right. Hold on a second, because I do love my – hold on. There we go. Okay. Let me go back to Biden quick, and then I want to move on to Elizabeth Pocahontas. I'm pregnant, fake Indian, whatever this person decides she is today. Here's what Joe Biden said, that, and this is, again, the provocative slice of this pie. Buy back the assault weapons and high-capacity magazines already in our communities. First of all, you can't buy back what you never owned. So call it what it is, confiscatory. Biden will also institute a program to buy back weapons of war currently on our streets. Lee, you're a veteran. You with me? Did I drop
you? I am.
You're a veteran, right? Is my AR-15 a weapon of war?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so I just want to get the terminology correct. Make sure we're not, I'm asking you because that's what I want to hear.
No, last time I checked, you didn't have any tow rockets or grenades either.
Okay, that's too bad because they were really fun to have, wouldn't they? All right. They really would be, especially if I could fire them off my tank. Wouldn't that be really cool? This will give individuals who now possess assault weapons. Is my AR-15 an assault weapon, Lee?
No, it's not. It's not select fire.
Or high-capacity magazine. Is my standard magazine a high-capacity magazine?
No, it's a standard capacity magazine.
Okay. It's going to give all of us who own these things I just told you under Biden's words two options: sell the weapons to the government or register them under the National Firearms Act. He forgot the third option.
Yeah, there's another one that he did not mention.
Yeah, and that satellite radio moment word, Biden, not going to happen. Because what do you see? I'm not going to do that. You're not going to take my magazines. I'm not selling you anything. You're not going to get anything from me, period. Now, there are tens of millions of us who are going to peacefully say, nope, I'm not giving you that. I'm not registering it, and you're not taking it. So, you know, I guess next move is the government's if it's Joe Biden in the White House or anybody else. Lee, I made this very clear. That's not a threat. The threat is what I just read to you from Biden.
Exactly. Exactly. The unwanted, unconstitutional search and seizure. That's what he's threatening. Door kicking. Flashbangs.
They're threatening more than that. Let's move over. Let's pivot farther to the left, and let's talk a little bit about Goofball Warren. Goofball Warren wants to tax all guns. All guns. Now, if you were to go, where's the piece? It's Dan Zimmerman wrote it. It's at The Truth About Guns. Elizabeth Warren, tax all the guns. Lee, how many times do we have to explain to people that what Elizabeth Warren is talking about is ending civilian firearms ownership? This isn't about taxing guns. What she's doing here is trying to reduce the ability of law-abiding Americans to buy guns by pricing them out of people's hands, which in turn hurts minorities worse than anybody and lower-income individuals from being able to protect themselves, which, by the way, occurs hundreds of thousands of times a day in America, or in a year in America, thousands of times a day, hundreds of thousands, millions in estimation. Even Obama's own Bureau of Justice statistics picked it up at the low end, 400,000. The CDC back in 2013 found those numbers to be over 3 million who can no longer defend themselves. To me, that's racist. What do you think?
I'm very happy to have been involved in a series of stories in Delaware, of all states, with the public housing there, which had a very similar ban, no firearms in there. And my wife and I worked the project together. She's a photographer. We got to know a lot of these people living in public housing, a lot of elderly folks, a lot of minorities, a lot of disabled folks. And they wanted, if they didn't have a gun in there, everything they owned would have been stolen. If they're caught with a gun in there, they would have been instantly evicted. And now, after the series ran, NRA came in and sued the hell out of the Delaware Public Housing Authority. Now they can possess firearms. And these people need it in these type of situations. They were literally felony drug deals happening right outside their door, right outside their front door. Hard to imagine. I cannot think of a class of folks who needs firearms more than those poor folks that are living in that public housing.
Now, you know as well as I do, because I think it was the GRPC that we were both together in attendance at in Tampa. Did you get an award?
I did not.
But you were there for journalism. That's what you were there for.
I was there representing the oldest type of journalism. Yeah.
The real journalism, the print version of journalism. And when we were there, there was an announcement about a Second Amendment Foundation lawsuit victory of against a housing complex and the local government for banning. The Second Amendment Foundation has won two or three of those suits. I don't have that information in front of me. I apologize. But the Second Amendment Foundation fights on behalf of residents of exactly what you're talking about here and wins the case every single time, wins it every time. Every single time they win it. You cannot discriminate and take someone's Second Amendment rights away from them because they live in public housing. In fact, in public housing with government funding is where it shouldn't be an issue at all. So, you know, when you look at the demographic that is living in public housing, and you listen to what Warren is talking about as she tries to portray herself as a socialist champion of the poor. Dude, this just flies in the face of reality. And to me, it reeks and it stinks of racism. But the media will never tell it what it is. They will never put this in perspective for us, will they?
No, I mean, I clearly remember interviewing this older African-American woman. She had a little 25. That's the only thing she could afford, little terrible little gun. But she had it in her home because she had two very, very high dollar sewing machines, and they would have ripped them off. And that was how she made a little extra money, was being a seamstress. Had she not had that pistol, those things would have been long gone.
You know, that little 25 harkens me right back. Oh, the memories. My first gun, I still have it. I still have it. A 25 caliber Raven Arms, little semi-automatic, the Raven Arms 25. The very gun that was used, of all places, the coincidence here that we're talking about, you're in Florida, by a 12-year-old boy who stole it from his grandfather, the little 25 caliber Raven, to murder his teacher in school down in Broward or Fort Lauderdale, I forget, many years ago, by the name of Barry Grunow. The teacher's name was Barry Grunow. And that gave rise to the term Saturday Night Special. That's where that came from back there in those days in Florida. And that gun was demonized. Raven Arms was put out of business. That gun was able to be bought for $49, $59, or $69 and enabled people to be able to defend themselves who might not otherwise been able to do so. And it is,
right.
You're taking that out of someone's, and I would bet you in a little 25 caliber is probably what it was, you know? One of those guns. Hey, Lee, unfortunately, golly, I hate to do it, but I got to cut you loose until next week. You come back next week, right?
Absolutely.
Fan favorite, Lee, the Gunwriter Williams. You can find everything about Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, at thegunwriter.com. A lot of passion in today's program. I take this very seriously. If you have questions, if you have ideas, if you want to let me know what you think or you want to get to Lee, you can reach me at mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll forward everything on to anybody you want to talk to. Make sure to visit our sponsors. Make sure to sign up over with your email at armedamericanradio.com. Get on the list. Lots of great things coming. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the MonsterCast on Sunday.